Well, sir, I went and had my picture took. Yep, I didn't want it done, but Nancy wanted it. She said she wanted my picture to hang up with the pictures of her first three husbands. You see, Nancy was married before, and when her husband died, she cremated him, yes, sir. Some women can't get married at all, but Nancy just had husbands to burn. And I told Nancy I wanted going to have my picture hung up in any rogue's gallery. Well, she commenced to crying about it. She said Ezra Hoskins had his token, and Jim Lawson had his token, and Deacon Witherspoon had his'n, and in order to keep peace in the family, I told her I would have it took. While I was down to New York, I thought it'd be a good time to have it done. I had my store clothes on, my boots polished, and my hair cut, and I looked pretty scrumptious for an old feller. Well, I went up to one of them picture galleries, and a gal showed me into a setting room. She said picture man was busy, but he'd be out in a little bit. And while I was waiting, I could look at the photographs, and gosh, there was a lot of them. Some of them had wedding clothes on, and some of them had uniforms on, and some of them didn't have much anything on. I guess them was actor gals. She showed me a picture of one young lady she says was Miss Vander Rockerbilt in her coming out gown. Well, guys, it was real handy. All she'd had to do was been sneeze and she'd have been out. Well, just then that picture fella come out and wanted to know how I'd have my picture taken in a group full length standing or on a bus. And I told him I didn't go on a bus very often, but when I did, I went full length. Well, he took me into another room, sat me down in a chair, and I asked him how he thought I would look good in a picture, and he said he thought I'd take a good picture standing behind a tree. Well, he twisted a little pitchfork into the back of my head and another into the small of my back, and he shoved my spinal column clear up into my wishbone, and then he twisted my head around sideways so my collar was cutting my throat, and he put my right boot over on my left boot where I had a sore corn, and told me to look pleasant. Well, then he wheeled out that little picture machine, and I guess he was a little ashamed of himself because he hid his head under a rag while he was doing it. Well, just then there was a fly got on the end of my nose, and the darn thing wouldn't get off. And I winked one eye, and I winked the other, and I whistled at him, and I blowed at him, and I wobbled my ears like a mule. And just then the fella pulled the trigger. He said it would be all right, and he sent me my photographs by mail. Well, when they come, I was a sight. One ear was on top of my head, the other was hanging onto my chin, and that fly looked like a mud turtle crawling all over my face. Now when Nancy gets the album out, she says, "This is Ezra Hoskins, and this is Ezra's first wife. This is Deacon Witherspoon, this is Jim Lawson, and this is Cy Pettengill, and that's the picture Joshua had taken while he was down to New York. It's plain to be seen he was drinking." Gosh, that feller had me on a bus, sure enough.